the boys and girls in that psalm, I want to leave with you the verse 2, where the psalmist says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits." That means that you're to thank him. You're not to forget to give him thanks. You're to remember all the good things he gives you. And the Lord gives us so many good things, doesn't he? He gives us our mom and dad. He gives us our home. He gives us friends. He gives us school. He gives us bread, our dinner, and our food every day. He gives us the Bible. He gives us a church. He gives us Christ. He gives us the forgiveness of sins. Forget not all his benefits. And that's very important, that you learn to give thanks to God, boys and girls. And that's what I want to speak to you about this morning. You ought to say thank you to the Lord for so many things. It's good manners to give thanks. It's especially good manners to give thanks to God, because he gives you everything. So don't forget that. Forget not his benefits. But you see, sometimes we have to be taught how to do that. And there was a king in olden times, in medieval times, a long time ago. And kings, a long time ago, they had what were called page boys. They were boys who were brought in from the noble families. They lived in the palace. So they did messages. They were just boys, but they grew up in the palace. And they learnt how to behave as nobles. They learnt to become disciplined and kind and brave, and so many things they were taught about in the royal palace, and that was a privilege for the nobles to be able to send their boys there to be trained in such an environment. But one day, the king of the palace, he noticed that the page boys, they were eating their meals. He didn't notice it, but he was told this, he was informed, you know, they don't thank God, they don't pray, they never even say thanks for their meals. There's nothing about prayerfulness in them. And the king wanted to teach them a lesson about thanking God. And what he did was he prepared a great banquet for them one day. And all the page boys were ushered in to this full table, full of good things, great bounties. It was a great meal. And there they were. They never said grace. They never gave thanks. The king watched them. He observed that. But then, as after they had started to eat, there was this tramp who came in. He was in off the streets. He just marched into the palace. He was in rags. He was unclean. And he had the boldness to sit down at the king's table along with the page boys. And he started to eat without saying a word. Eat away. And the boys were disgusted. And, you know, he never even asked permission. They were moaning and complaining about how miserable a man this was to come and do this. And after the tramp had finished, he just got up and he walked out. He never thanked anybody. He never said a word. Now, of course, the king had planned this. He had trained the tramp to come in and to do this. But they were disgusted. And even they had to even say to the king, "Isn't that a mean thing? He just comes in off the street and he takes up your bounty. He doesn't even ask and he doesn't even give thanks, and away he goes. It's terrible, it's disgusting." And then the king says, "You know, that's just like you boys. You know, you have everything here. You have so many benefits. And you don't even thank your heavenly Father. God has given you so much. And you don't even thank him. You don't even bow your head to say grace." And so he gave them a rebuke by that means. Somebody trust the lesson went home. And boys and girls, don't you be like that mean tramp to God. Learn to give him thanks and to say thank you. Just to think now and again and say, "You know, I've got that friend. I was sick and the Lord raised me up again. I have to say thank you." So don't forget his benefits. And that's the lesson for you today. Learn to give thanks. And thank people too. Don't be ungrateful to people, but especially thank God. Let's pray then. Our Father, we thank thee indeed for the children. And we thank thee for their homes that they come from and all the goodness that thou hast given to them. We thank thee that they are taught thy word at home and in the house of God, and at Sabbath school and all the rest. And we just pray that thou will keep them and shelter them under thy wing and give them thankful hearts and help them to remember thy benefits. Bring them to their remembrance and help them to learn the art of being grateful to thee. And help us all to learn this as well, Lord. For thy word says to us all, not just to children, but to all of us, be ye thankful. So help us to be so. And forgive us for the many times we have been unthankful and have forgotten thy benefits. So forgive us and pardon us as well. For Jesus Christ's sake. Amen.